Alright, let's build a percussion layer carve lab for that pirate radio energy, using Ableton Live 12 and keeping it rooted in old school jungle and DNB atmosphere. What we're chasing here is not just more percussion. We want percussion that feels alive, tense, a little broken, and totally intentional. The goal is to make the groove sound urgent and chaotic, but still leave clean space for the kick, the snare, the bass, and the atmosphere to all do their jobs. In drum and bass, especially jungle and darker rollers, percussion is not background decoration. It's part of the emotion. It can make the track feel bootleg, smoked out, ravey, or like it's coming through a dodgy radio transmission in a tunnel. And the way you get that feel is by carving each layer a roll. So first, think in rolls, not sounds. We're going to build three layers. 1. A break top layer for shuffled hats, ghost hits, and old school urgency. 2. A mid percussion layer for metallic ticks, rim textures, and syncopated movement. 3. An atmosphere percussion layer made from noise, radio grit, reversed fragments, or resampled tails. Before you start sound design, set up the architecture. Create three tracks and label them clearly. Put the break top on an audio track if you're using chopped break material. Put the mid percussion in a drum rack if you want fast control over the rhythm. Keep the atmosphere layer on audio if you want more freedom to edit the waveform directly. This part matters because fast music needs clear jobs. If every layer is trying to be the full drum kit, the mix gets messy fast. But if one layer owns shimmer, one owns bite, and one owns haze, you can push the density way harder without losing punch. Let's start with the break top. Take a chopped old-school loop, or extract the top end from a break. High-pass it aggressively, so it behaves like texture rather than a full kit. In EQ 8, start by cutting everything below about 180 to 300 Hz, depending on the source. If the break is fighting the snare crack, notch a little around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If you want more air, add a gentle shelf above 8 to 12 kHz. Then bring in drum bus. You don't need to overdo it. A little drive, maybe 5 to 18%. Add some transient shaping if the break needs more snap. Usually boom stays off or very low for a top-only break. What you want is crunch, not low-end weight. If the break feels too stiff, use auto filter. A slow high pass or band pass sweep can make it breathe like it's moving through a radio chain. A subtle automated cutoff change over 4 or 8 bars can do a lot. That tiny motion makes the loop feel less static and more alive. Here is a good advanced move. Duplicate that break top track and create a ghost version. Turn it down by about 12 dB with utility, then use it to create a subtle pump or movement in the drum bus. It's not about hearing the duplicate clearly. It's about giving the groove a shadow. Now the mid percussion. This is where the pirate radio bite lives. Use metallic hits, rim shots, short toms, tiny ticks, even found sounds. Put them in a drum rack so you can build patterns fast and mutate the groove without breaking the flow. Keep these sounds short, then shape them. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz so they stay out of the bass lane. If something rings in a harsh way, notch around 600 Hz to 1.2 kHz. If the mid percussion is stepping on the snare presence, trim a bit around 3 to 6 kHz, then add saturator. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Turn on soft clip if you want grime without nasty spikes. The point is to give the layer a little density and attitude so it feels like part of the record, not a clean sample pasted on top. For transients, use drum bus again if needed, or shape the clip envelopes. Shorter decay on the syncopated hits gives you that old school urgency. If you want a darker roller's feel, let one or two hits ring slightly longer, but keep them quieter so they don't smear the groove. A really effective arrangement move is to build the mid percussion in the last two bars before the drop. Start with one hit, then two hits, then a burst of three close-spaced ticks. That creates tension without needing a riser. In DNB, that kind of detail can hit harder than a huge effect. Now for the atmosphere percussion layer. This is the secret weapon. This layer should not just sit there like background ambience. It should behave like rhythmic dust in the air. Take a noise hit, a reverse cymbal fragment, a radio stag snippet, a room tone slice, or a resampled snare tail. Put it on the atmosphere track. You can slice it in simpler, or leave it as audio if you want to edit the shape more directly. Then process it. Start with auto filter, probably in band pass or high pass mode. Add a touch of redux if you want that old sampler bite. Keep it light, maybe just a little bit of bit reduction or downsampling. Then echo with short times and filtered repeats. Add reverb, but high pass the return so you don't cloud the low mids. Now automate that filter cutoff. Open it only at key moments, the end of bars, before fills, just before the drop, or in the last half bar of a phrase. This is classic pirate radio tension design. The texture opens and closes like a machine breathing. The important idea here is that atmosphere becomes groove when it follows the grid. A static texture can sound cinematic, but a carved texture sounds like part of the drum arrangement. Now let's protect the bass lane. Route all three percussion tracks to a dedicated perc bus. On that bus, use a Q8, glue compressor, utility, and maybe a touch of saturator if you want everything to feel more glued together. On the bus EQ, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz if the percussion is muddy. Tame 6 to 9 kHz if the hats are getting spitty. Only high pass the bus if the combined layer is still too heavy. Then use glue compressor gently. You want glue, not flattening. A 2 to 1 ratio moderate attack, auto or medium release, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is usually plenty. If needed, sidechain the perc bus lightly from the kick or snare. That tiny bit of ducking can make the groove breathe properly. In jungle and rollers, you often want the percussion to step back just enough for the snare and bass to read clearly. And this is important. If the bass has strong harmonics in the lower mids or upper mids, don't let the percussion fight it. If the bass is living around 120 to 250 Hz, clear that range a bit. If the bass growl is sitting around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, don't let the percussion crowd that zone. Decide who owns the aggression lane. Now we make it human. Use velocity variation and micro timing. Ghost hits should be lower in velocity, maybe around 15 to 50. Accents can live higher, around 70 to 110. You can also nudge a few hits slightly ahead or behind the grid. Early hats give urgency. Slightly late ghost hits give drag and menace. Tight on-grid accents give impact. That little timing contrast is a huge part of the jungle feel. If you want more movement, duplicate the same pattern to a second track. Then shift it by a 16th or 32nd note and filter it darker. That creates a loose double image effect. It feels human, a bit unruly, and way more musical than just adding more notes. Now we shape the arrangement. Do not keep every layer running all the time. The power here is selective exposure. A strong structure might look like this. In the intro, use only the atmosphere layer and a filtered breaktop. Then bring in the mid percussion later, maybe in bars 9 to 16. In the pre-drop, open the atmosphere filter while thinning the breaktop a little. Then in the drop, bring the full stack back, but make sure one layer thins out every 4 or 8 bars so the loop keeps moving. That's a big one. Let the arrangement breathe. One bar dropouts, mute moments, and little filter openings create more tension than just piling on extra detail. A classic move is to mute the mid percussion for one bar before the drop, then bring it back with a filtered hit or a reverse tail. That small vacuum makes the re-entry feel much bigger. Now for mono discipline and top-end control. Check the perc bus in mono. Keep the core rhythmic hits centered or close to center. Let width live mostly in the atmosphere layer, not in the transient critical layers. If the top end feels too sharp, don't just turn it down. Find the annoying band, often somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz, and reduce that area specifically. In darker DNB, harshness is often a narrow problem, not a broad one. And here's a really useful habit, check the groove at low volume. If the percussion only feels exciting when it's loud, then the layering is too dependent on brightness. At lower levels, the pulse should still read clearly. A few pro tips here. Try resampling your percussion bus after processing, then cut new slices from that printed audio. That gives you cohesive grime and a more finished record feel. You can also make one layer expensive and one layer broken. That means one clean, controlled percussion element, and one degraded or rough one. The tension between polished and damaged is exactly where a lot of pirate radio character lives. If you want more attitude, make a parallel dirt lane. Duplicate the busiest percussion layer, crush it with saturation, maybe a band pass, maybe a little bit reduction, and blend it in quietly underneath. That gives you dirt without stealing clarity. Another nice trick is the crushed ambience return. Set up a return track with reverb, distortion, and filtering, and send only selected hits into it. That gives you one bar flashes of atmosphere without cluttering the full mix. For the final check, ask yourself a few questions. Does the snare still punch through? Does the bass feel anchored? Do the percussion layers add energy without turning into white noise? And can you still hear the groove in mono? If the answer is yes, then you've done the real work. You've not just made percussion louder. You've carved a system where each layer has a job, each phrase has motion, and the whole thing feels like a tense pirate radio transmission punching through the dark. That's the key idea to remember. Carve each percussion layer so it has a role. Break top for urgency and shimmer. Mint percussion for syncopated bite. Atmosphere percussion for tension and motion. Bus processing for glue, not destruction. Automation for arrangement energy. Mono checks for discipline. And when you get that balance right, even a simple loop can feel dangerous, alive, and fully locked into the jungle DNB lane.